Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like a state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, next, tell me, please, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Roland Gutierrez, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how about Planned Parenthood? Same question. Favorable or
no? Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion. How about Ron Kirk?
Same no question. Opinion.
No opinion. And how about Clay Jenkins? Same question. Favorable, unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon? Same question.
No opinion.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden? Favorable or
favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about Elizabeth Ginsburg? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Colin Albrecht, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And Victoria de Criado, favorable or
unfavorable? No opinion. No opinion.
And Nathan Johnson, same question?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. Now moving on. Now, in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you. Now moving on. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it the guns, a sensible gun sales laws that require red flag, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or the issue of abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms, or education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay, or the local control, the state Republicans preempting local laws and grow control on zoning and working rights, or is it the voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? If you had to pick one, which issue would be the one most important?
Just one,
just for the sake of the research. I know they're all important, ma'am. Yeah, they're all important, but...
I think I'd go with the abortion, the women's rights.
Understood. Now, what is the next most important issue? Guns, education, local control, or voting rights? If I have to pick a second one. Which would be your second option?
Second, I would...
In the guns, you know, the sensible guns.
I struggle between guns and education. So,
there's no right or wrong answers.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, education.
Education. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. I appreciate your patience. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the state of Texas House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values, but also appeals to independence and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or you will be a candidate with one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism at the local Democratic Party. Which one will be the one you prefer?
The first.
The first one? Okay. Now, next, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas, the State House, is Jasmine Simon. Leads to you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or that's no impact on your opinion one way or the other, okay? Here's the first statement. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Will that statement make you definitely vote for probably or no impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Definitely, probably, or no impact on your vote?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot of a living an American dream. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
And Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Is that statement will make you definitely vote for, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. And Jasmine will work to pass the common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanded mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, no impact.
Probably.
And Jasmine will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and five Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Same question. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
And Jasmine Simon is running to end to the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when women's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. And Jasmine and her husband had raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely, probably, or no impact on your vote on that statement?
No impact.
And Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house, see blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she's the fighter with broad appeal to Democrats needed to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of the America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Will that make you definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Okay. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary, at least was the 2022 Democratic nominee, and he's respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Lee's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Now, based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
I think I've hit my limit on I don't know enough right now.
Okay.
So I think I think I need to end this call. Okay.
Sorry to bother. Thank you, ma'am.
No. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.